Is there much difference in the ball that Derek throws as opposed to the ball that DJ throws?
Yeah, I mean, all quarterbacks throw a little bit different. I think EJ throws the ball a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah. I'll have to adjust to that.
Does the offense change much? I know you're going to want to do some things, some plays that he's familiar with, but does the base of the offense stay the same regardless?
Yeah, the offense is going to stay the same, definitely.
What have you seen from him? He seems like, as a veteran, a guy who just consistently prepares, whether or not he's starting a game or not starting a game. EJ's pretty steady. What have you seen from him in that regard?
Yeah, that's exactly what I've seen. He's constantly preparing. He's always writing in his notes. And here's his opportunity. So hopefully all those things pay off.
Do you think a wide receiver builds momentum, or is it a play-to-play, catch-to-catch thing? Like, if you get a catch a ball or two early, can that bode well for the rest of the day?
Yeah, I think it's always good to get a ball early.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you ever ask for? Or are you the kind of guy that just waits for your turn?
No, I don't ask for it. I just try to stay within the offense.
Mm-hmm. What did you see from EJ when he came in for Derek that day? And it seemed, you know, he completed his first 8 passes that he threw and then had you guys really close to taking that win.
Yeah, I saw a lot of poise. Yeah. You know, he got in there. He was comfortable. Seems like he was confident in his preparation.
And that confidence bleeds over to everybody else on the offense?
Of course, because the quarterback is the leader of the team.
Derek seems like the kind of guy who, even though he might not be playing on Sunday during the practice week, he'll still be involved, he'll still be engaged, he'll still be interacting and everything like that in meetings. I know it's early in the week, but what have you seen from him, and what would you expect to see from him?
That's what I've seen. Exactly what you just said.
You get to work that much one-on-one with EJ?
Yeah. Try to get in some extra passes with him after practice, some balls before practice, so that I could get, you know, kind of acquainted with the way that he throws the ball.